Support for this Public Radio Tulsa podcast is provided by Chamber Music Tulsa, who presents the Daedalus Quartet live in concert at the Tulsa Performing Arts Center February 2nd. For more information, visit chambermusictulsa.org. When Ludwig van Beethoven moved from his hometown of Bonn to Vienna in 1792, he was eager to study with Joseph Haydn, who was by then considered the leading composer in Europe. Fast forward 8 years, and a simmering feud has developed between the two men, with Beethoven getting ready to publish his first works in the genre Haydn had perfected, the string quartet, in an attempt to outdo the master at his own game. It's Beethoven's Opus 18, No. 1, String Quartet in 10 Minutes or Less. I'm Jason Heilman. Sometimes when you make a major life change, things don't exactly work out the way you planned. That's certainly what Ludwig van Beethoven learned when he finally made his move to Vienna at age 21. Just a couple of years earlier, Beethoven had been hoping to get the chance to study with his idol, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. But after those hopes were dashed with Mozart's death in 1791, Beethoven was able to impress a traveling Joseph Haydn into offering him lessons. At first, this seemed like an ideal compromise. One of Beethoven's patrons assured the young composer that he would receive the spirit of Mozart from the hands of Haydn. But the reality proved to be a bit more disappointing. By the 1790s, Haydn was much in demand all over Europe, which left him with little time to devote to teaching. Plus, he didn't seem to be very interested in pushing the limits of the refined musical style he'd been developing for nearly 40 years by that point. And Beethoven, for his part, wasn't such a great student. He didn't take criticism well, for one thing, and he was convinced that Haydn was deliberately holding him back out of jealousy. Tensions between the two boiled over in 1795 when Beethoven decided to publish his first three piano trios over Haydn's objections that they weren't ready. When Haydn went off on one of his famous London voyages later that year, Beethoven moved on to another teacher. Yet for years after their falling out, Beethoven avoided writing any music in the genres Haydn was most famous for, namely the symphony and the string quartet. Instead, he focused on writing music for himself as a pianist, like sonatas, concertos, and piano trios. All this changed in 1798 when Beethoven was commissioned to write six string quartets by Prince Joseph von Lobkowitz. Prince Lobkowitz was one of the most important music patrons in all of Vienna, and it was widely known that he had also commissioned Haydn to write six new quartets at the same time. So when Beethoven published his first six string quartets in 1801 as his Opus 18, he openly invited comparisons to his former mentor. Even as late as the 1790s, the string quartet wasn't considered to be a significant piece of music that could stand on its own. Instead, quartets were still published together in groups of six, sort of like an album. What would happen is that people of a certain affluence would peruse music stores for the latest quartet sets, then take them home and play through them with three of their friends or family members. So like a rock or a pop album, it was important for composers to assemble a string quartet opus in a way that would catch and hold a potential buyer's attention. This is why Beethoven chose to open his Opus 18 set with his F major quartet, even though it was almost certainly not the first of the six that he had composed. He simply thought that it made the best first impression with its dramatic opening gesture. Now, by this time, Beethoven hadn't yet evolved into his characteristic heroic style, but you can already hear him starting to build complex themes by repeating relatively simple musical gestures, much as he would do more famously with his Fifth Symphony nearly a decade later. Instead, young Beethoven was still very much in the thrall of his musical heroes, Mozart and Haydn, and you can hear evidence of that devotion in all six of these Opus 18 quartets. This opening movement of the first quartet is more Haydn-esque, particularly in the way Beethoven relates his second theme so closely to his first.
Thank you.
That's as much contrasting music as you get in Beethoven's Allegro con brio first movement, just a brief respite while he keeps developing the first theme over the course of the movement, much in the same way as Haydn might have. But if the first movement of the Opus 18 No. 1 Quartet is Beethoven proving that he's mastered the craft of his teacher, the second movement shows Beethoven coming into his own as a composer in one of the most dramatic compositions of his early phase. According to one of Beethoven's friends, who saw an early version of this quartet taking shape in 1798, the second movement was inspired by Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet, and specifically the dramatic and emotionally turbulent tomb scene near the end, where the lovers each assume that the other is dead and take their own lives in turn. Taking a cue from Mozart this time, Beethoven shifts the key from F major to a more ominous D minor, and takes the relatively simple song-like opening melody to dramatic heights. Traditionally, in quartets by Haydn or Mozart, the next movement would be a minuet, a kind of genteel dance in three-quarter time that was almost half a century out of style by this point. But a minuet dance might not be emotionally appropriate coming on the heels of such a dramatic second movement, so Beethoven instead substitutes a new form called the scherzo, which is rhythmically similar to a minuet, but has a little bit more edge. Literally meaning joke, the scherzo had been pioneered by Haydn in his own quartets and symphonies, and would become a fixture in Beethoven's music by the early 1800s. That melody you just heard would be contrasted with a more rustic-sounding central trio section before returning. For the finale to his first published string quartet, Beethoven borrowed from himself. He based the movement on a theme he had already used in the finale to his fifth string trio, Opus 9 No. 3, that he wrote just a couple of years earlier. That melody from Beethoven's string trio already seems to be pretty closely related to the turning motive that opened the first movement of the quartet. Here's how Beethoven recast it for the quartet's finale. Over the course of the last movement, this theme occasionally gives way to contrasting music, but it always comes back, creating unity as the finale races towards its coda. It was a perfectly auspicious way to launch a brand new career as a quartet composer, and the publication of the Opus 18 set in 1801 brought a great deal of attention to the 30-year-old Beethoven. But if Beethoven was hoping for a public quartet duel with Joseph Haydn, he would have been disappointed. Due to a combination of other projects and poor health, Haydn only finished two of the six quartets from the commission from Prince Lobkowitz, and these would ultimately be the last string quartets Haydn would ever complete. So instead of a definitive public confrontation, Vienna got to witness the quiet passing of a torch from a distinguished composer who had defined the string quartet in the 18th century to a brash young upstart who would take the genre into new and unfamiliar territory in the 19th. This has been Ludwig von Beethoven's Opus 18 No. 1 String Quartet in 10 minutes or less. For Classical Tulsa, I'm Jason Heilman. Thanks for listening.